That's the sound of the Milwaukee Dancing Grannies at one of their last practices before heading to the East Coast to celebrate 250 years of America's independence.
The group of dancers, aged 50 and older, have been performing since 1984. Thousands will watch as they represent Wisconsin in iconic red, white, and granny blue uniforms, marching in two separate parades for the semi-quincentennial.
Friday, they'll march in Philadelphia for the Salute to Independence Parade. Then they move to the nation's capital. There, they are scheduled to perform in the National Independence Day Parade. That's in front of the White House.
Christine Majorano is the head coach and choreographer for the Milwaukee Dancing Grannies, and Kay Panic is a member and treasurer of the organization. I talked to them both last week. Christine, this national stage, the 250th American anniversary, what does it mean to you to bring the Dancing Grannies to this high-profile events, actually, two big events?
It's such a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for all of us to be able to represent the state of Wisconsin. We were handpicked for this, along with four other marching bands from Wisconsin. Five groups were chosen from each state, and for us to be one of those chosen was such an honor, and we all are so proud of where we have become, where we're going, what we've accomplished. All the opportunities we've had these last 3 years has been such an honor and so exciting for everyone.
Kay, what are some of the logistical challenges? This is a big event. Is there a little extra preparation, I imagine, that goes into it?
Oh, yes. We started preparing for this almost a year ago. Additionally, besides the normal stuff we prepare for, our executive director, Jeannie, has been coordinating a lot of this. And it's getting hotels, the transportation, just getting us from Philly to D.C., music equipment, fundraising, choreography. Gosh, Christine and Rachel have done a fabulous job. Christine says she's not a choreographer. She absolutely is. They're fabulous. selecting the music, picking the right music is just getting something that the crowd will enjoy, something that is relevant. That is a big thing. Also, our volunteers. We have to get volunteers. We have great music men. We have volunteers that ice, that spray, that carry the banner, all of that photography, videography. And it's not just the usual, but this is a bigger scale event. So it's multiplied. And then just making sure everybody knows what to do and where to go. It's a lot of work, and we're just thrilled to be able to have the opportunity to do it.
And Christine, if you don't mind some spoilers, what's on the list for your performances?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm not holding anything back. We're doing, I always like to try to, pick some music from the era that most of us came from. 60s, 70s. So one of them that we are doing is Sly and the Family Stone, Dance to the Music. And then we are doing Fireball, which Rachel is my assistant choreographer, and she teaches a POM class, and she had that song in her POM class, and everybody was going crazy all over that. So I said, bring that one on. We love that one.
That says in Fireball by Pitbull?
Yeah. Yep. And the last one we're doing, our patriarch number, is Neil Diamond's America, which fits perfectly for this parade.
Those iconic outfits, describe them for people who haven't seen them.
Oh, just so much sparkle. One of the things we were looking at when we were choosing a new summer signature costume is we love sparkle. We have to have that. So it is, the top is sequins, and it's our signature, we call it a granny blue. And then the V-neck is white, and that's a nod to our winter costumes, which are the granny blue and white fur. So this has the little bit of white on it. The back, we were able to have our logo put on in the sequins too, the same material. Our skirt is white, white tennis shoes, and then we have a sparkly red visor, red earrings, and red palms that just sparkle in the sun. We love the sparkle.
And Christine, I understand this is serious business. There are outfit checks before the performances, sometimes even during practice. What goes into making sure that the costumes are right?
We actually did an inspection last week out of our practice, and we lined everybody up just to make sure that we were all wearing the skirts correctly, the same length, that our tops fit correctly, that our visors were put on correctly, our hair up. It's going to be hot, so the girls with long hair, we suggested they put their hair up. So we just wanted them to, you know, come to that practice that day looking exactly how they were going to look for the parade.
We're getting inspected. So, yeah. I have Avon in my bag, so if you need the Avon, I have extras of Avon as well. So you guys need to have a stay put lipstick that is not going to come off. This stuff is a 24-hour thing.
Yep, it does not come off.
Now, on a serious note, you now wear name bracelets, ID bracelets in response to the tragic 2021 Waukesha Christmas Day parade. A person drove through the parade, killing six people, including people associated with Milwaukee Dancing Grannies. Kay, I understand you joined the group after that tragedy, but how does the group now honor the people they lost in that event?
You know, for me, it's almost every time that I go to practice or do a parade, they're in my thoughts. Our leaders carried over one thing that Ginny Sorensen always said, and that was, keep on dancing no matter what. And I think of it every time we do anything. I feel like we're, in my mind anyhow, carrying on the legacy of you dance and you carry on no matter what. We have gone out to Waukesha. We have been there for the dedication of the memorial. We also all the grannies got together and we made little peg dolls that was sold out at a store in Waukesha, and all the proceeds went to the Community Memorial Fund.
And Christine, as the name implies, the group's made of proud senior aged women. Why is that an important part of the identity of the group?
Well, it lets everybody know that, you know, you can still keep moving once you retire or once you get into a senior age, that, you know, being stagnant and not, you know, on the couch, that this is important, that you have to keep yourself moving so you increase your whole lifestyle.
So, Kay, a lot of people are going to be watching both the in-person parade events and they'll be streamed as well. What do you hope viewers experience and take away from your performances?
You know, I think really hope that we can bring them joy and just really let everyone know that even though you're a senior, you can have an active lifestyle and make a great contribution to the community.
Well, thanks to both of you for representing Wisconsin, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Christine Majorano is the head coach and choreographer for the Milwaukee Dancing Grannies, and Kay Panic is treasurer and on the executive committee of the Milwaukee Dancing Grannies. They are representing Wisconsin in two nationally recognized parades over the weekend. They will march in Philadelphia for the Salute to Independence Parade on Friday. That parade streams online starting at 11 a.m. Central. Then they'll perform in the National Independence Day Parade in front of the White House. Do you have plans to celebrate the 4th on the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence, close to home or on the road? Let us know about it. Send us an email at wisconsintoday@wpr.org. Again, that email is wisconsintoday@wpr.org. Let's go out on a fan favorite for the Milwaukee Dancing Grannies. It is on their performance schedule for those two parades. It's Fireball by Pitbull. We'll be right back.
I'm a fireball.